You see, love stories never worked for her. She never got the guy, in life or on screen. Instead, she died in nearly every major role she landed. Last year, Variety dubbed her the Queen of the Death Scene. What a stellar endorsement. But today, she determined to do something different. Stop waiting for change and go for what she wanted. Driving her 64 Red Mustang across Bel Air, the convertible top down, to the great Hollywood director Jeremiah Gonda's home, Chloe had high hopes. Easing up to a red light, she powered up the radio.
What you want? Baby, I got it.
The wind caught the loose ends of her ponytail as a black BMW pulled alongside. The driver, with his cut and chiseled profile, stared ahead, then glanced toward her with a flirting, cap-toothed smile. When their eyes met, his grin faded and he faced forward. Chloe snarled and boosted the music.
R-E-S-P-A-C-T!
The light flashed green, and he shot off the line. Poser. Like she'd want that fake-toothed pretty boy. Please. She'd eaten them for lunch when she was a teenager. Not really, but that sounded good, didn't it? No. Today was not about her past, the scandal, oh, shudder, or her resume of death and dying, but about what she wanted to accomplish. For the first time in her 20-year career, she was asking for a part, not waiting to be called for an audition. Yeah, you bet she'd called in a family favor. Why be the daughter of Hollywood legends, Academy Award-winning director and actress, if she didn't call in a few favors? Her sordid career had her dying all over stage and screen. Not in slasher flicks or horror shows, but on soap operas, coming-of-age films, Broadway, and one Shakespeare in the Park. She'd turned down at least three roles due to the dying nature of the character she was offered. Because at 29, she began to wonder if she'd cursed herself. Dying so many times, had she made some unspoken agreement with death? She died 150 times her year on Broadway. 150! Could such a role produce an unseen effect on her life? On her soul? Because after Broadway came the scandal, the death of her reputation. Chloe turned the music up louder, forcing the ugly ordeal to the back of her mind. Pulling up to the Gonda's gate, she pressed the speaker button. Chloe Dashiell to see Mr. Gonda.
What? I can't hear you.
Chloe lowered the radio volume. Chloe Dashiell to see Mr. Gonda. With a click, the ornate iron gate swung open, and Chloe eased up the stone driveway, following the curve to park in the shadow by the front door. Jeremiah and Laura Gonda, another dynamic duo, were like her parents, an award-winning director married to an Oscar-winning actress. They were one of Hollywood's anomalies. Happily, faithfully married for 20 years and raising 7 kids practically made them a sideshow. Chloe's parents, also happily together for 35 years, had never married. Stepping out of the car, Chloe released her ponytail, fingered the knots from her hair, and reached for her bag. At the door, she rang the bell, then stood back, waiting, the thump of her heartbeat drowning her thoughts.
Hey, Jeremiah, I'd like to read for Esther.
Surprise!
Listen, I got hold of this script, Bound by Love. Have you cast Esther yet? Please, please, please let me read for this part.
She'd heard of Jeremiah's latest film from a friend of hers, Smitty Barone, an actor slash realtor in town who popped into her life every now and then. She couldn't even remember where she first met him. Acting class? The breeze kicked up, and Chloe glanced toward the trees lining the gated grounds. Bel Air hosted a legend of stars in its day.
Mary.